Okay, we are recording.
I am calling the December 10th, 2021 meeting of the Arizona Board of Occupational Therapy Examiners to order at 1:37 p.m. On behalf of the board, I'd like to welcome anybody who's called in here today to our last meeting of 2021. Agenda item number 2 is our roll call. Ms. Whiteford.
Barbara Paulson.
Present.
Charlene Marks.
Present.
Chris Daly.
Present.
Quentin McAllister. I haven't heard from him.
Okay. Okay. Moving on to line item 3, declarations of conflicts of interest. Do any board members have anything to share on that?
Chris Daly, none.
Okay. Ms. Marks?
Charlene Marks, none.
Okay, me neither. So we're good on that, which brings us to line item 4, which is our future board meeting schedule. Wow, we have the whole year here.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Thought I'd get it out of the way.
That works. So just looking at maybe the next couple of meetings, does anyone know if they have a conflict at this time?
Chris, Ellie, no conflicts.
Okay. Charlene?
Charlene Barb, June the 10th. Tentatively out.
All right. You've got plans.
It's my birthday.
Oh! Okay. All right. So we'll, everybody can put those in their calendar and, move on from there. Moving on to line item 5, looking at our board minutes. 5A was our regular session meeting minutes from October 8th, 2021. After reviewing those, did anyone find anything that needs to be corrected? I did not either. So I would like to make a motion that we approve the regular session meeting minutes from October 8th. Do I have a second?
Chris Daly, I second the motion.
All in favor?
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Charlene Marks?
Aye.
Chris Daly?
Aye.
Okay. Motion
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'm sorry, go ahead with the motion passing.
Okay. The motion passed unanimously with 3-0. Madam Vice Chair, I was going to ask you if you would take the lead on item 5B since I was not in attendance.
I will. I'll let you all know Dr. McAllister has the same view that.
Yeah.
He joined the call, but he's in the same spot that I'm in, so I'm telling him to dial in.
Thank you.
Because he can't see you all either. He just acts with someone else here. So do you want to wait on him, or do you want to continue?
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is Justin. Since Madam Chair was not present for this meeting, the November meeting, I think she should probably be recused from this item, and that would leave, we would need Mr. McAllister for a quorum.
I just phoned in. I was setting in the WebEx, but nothing was happening there. So I'm actually here.
You were in the WebEx with me, Dr. McAllister.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, so Dr. McAllister joined at 1:42.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so can we continue with 5B?
Yes, I can.
Okay. All right,
and
go ahead.
Madam Chair, just to clarify, are you recusing from this matter since you weren't present at the meeting, or...
Well, would you clarify that for me, Mr. Larson? When a motion came up, I was just going to abstain since I hadn't been there, or do I need to
do more
than that?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine, too. Just, yeah, so you're
okay.
Not... Just note for the record that you're not going to be voting or participating on this matter.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Charlene.
Okay. Item 5B is the regular session meeting minutes of the November 12, 2021 meeting. I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes of the November 12th meeting.
Chris Daly,
I'll second the motion.
All right, I think Chris Daly got that one. All right, so it's been moved and seconded. All in favor, vote aye. That would be Barbara Paulson is abstained. Charlene Marbs?
Aye.
Chris Daly?
Aye.
Quentin McAllister?
Aye.
Motion carry 3-1. 1 abstention.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Looking at line item 6, the board has no business this month and on that line item. So we will move on to line item 7, 7A1, which is an initial application disclosure submitted by Michelle Kreft. Briefly, in 2015, Ms. Kreft pled guilty to a misdemeanor DUI. Ms. Kreft met the eligibility requirements to participate in a DUI diversion program. She provided the board with documents that verify she successfully completed the program, including a copy of the court order granting the motion to dismiss her case. Is Ms. Kreft on the line today?
No, she was unable to get off work.
Okay,
Madam Chair, and Ms. Igarola received a copy of a receipt from the court showing that Ms. Kreft paid all of her fees.
Okay. So, do any board members have any comments or a motion to make at this time?
This is Charlene Marks. I'd like to make a motion that we approve the initial application of Ms. Kreft.
Second?
Chris Daly, I second the motion.
All in favor?
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Charlene Marbs?
Aye.
Chris Daly?
Aye.
Quentin McAllister?
Aye.
Okay, motion is approved unanimously. Moving on to item 8. I would like to make a motion that the 8A. The board ratified the 26 initial applications approved by the executive director. Do I have a second?
This is Charlene Marbs. I second.
Dr. McAllister beat Charlene on that one.
All right. All in favor?
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Charlene Marbs?
Aye.
Chris Daly?
Aye.
Quentin McAllister?
Aye.
All right, motion passes unanimously. Moving on to line item 8B, I will make a motion that the board ratify the 109 renewal and reinstatement applications that were approved by the executive director. Is there a second?
Chris Daly, I second.
This is Charlene Mark. Okay.
Okay, so Chris Daly seconded.
All in favor?
Barbara Paulson.
Aye.
Charlene Marbs.
Aye.
Chris Daly.
Aye.
Quentin McAllister.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. It's unanimous. Moving on to line item 9. Ms. Whiteford, are you taking the lead on that?
Sure. There's not much to talk about. So item 9 is review, consideration, and possible action, update on rulemaking in response to passage of House Bill 2585, which is the fingerprint clearance card requirement. I updated the board at the November meeting, and nothing has changed. We are still waiting for approval from the FBI before we can have our agency added to the list on the clearance card application form.
Okay. Did they give you any kind of a window on this, or is it just...
It should have been approved by October 5th.
Okay.
So they're very busy. Probably short-staffed like everybody else.
Yeah. Thank you for that. All right. I'll let you continue, Ms. Whiteford, as we go on to the item 10.
Okay, item 10, review, consideration, and possible action, board business and reports. Letter A, financial report. As I told you last month, I would get the updated information in there, which I have, but I didn't have it in time to send it to you. Plus, the numbers that we got from CSB are still from October, so it's outdated information. However, after putting all the updated numbers in there and the projections, our fund should increase fairly substantially in this fiscal year, and we will have money left over at the end of the fiscal year. So I don't know how to word this. We need to start looking at ways to reduce that increase. If what I'm projecting is true, we may, you know, we might have some IT investments that we'll be making in the next fiscal year, so we would need that money for that. And then we may need to look at fees. So we'll see how things go over the next 6 months.
I know previously we had talked about new laptops.
Yes.
Although we haven't been together in person, really, to use them, but they're still needed. Okay. That's good.
I would like to go into executive session to discuss, I forgot how it's worded, staffing or admin. I can't remember how it's phrased, but...
Personnel matters?
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. That's the one.
Madam Chair, members of the board, unfortunately, it doesn't look like there was a note on the agenda item notifying that the board could go into executive session for personnel matters. So I don't think that would be appropriate at this time, just based on the agenda.
Yeah, I see it.
Thank you, Mr. Larson.
There.
Dr. McAllister, may I put that on the items for our January meeting?
Please.
Okay, we'll add that when we get to that agenda item.
Okay,
item 10B, review of recent board staff activities. I actually have been spending more time in the office lately, but you know, we're having another surge, so that might not continue. Vicki continues to work from home and goes in to get the mail two or three times a week, sometimes more, and then she leaves right away. There was something else I wanted to mention as far as that goes, and now I can't remember it. Oh well, it will come to me. Item 10C, update on transition to Thentia for online licensing. I am still waiting to hear from the governor's office on what the plan is based on Asset's recommendation. However, it is good to know that we do have some money that, you know, if they do approve it, we would have that money to pay for it.
Good.
Item 10D, statistics. We have 4,345 current licensees. It's gone down just a few. I'd like to go back to item 10B, review of recent board staff activities. It was brought to my attention. Vicki reminded me this morning that we have our licensing surge, our renewal surge coming up, and it should be starting like by the end of this month, where we have, you know, normally we have like 150 or so renewals every month. In February, it goes up to, Vicki, what did I say, 389 or something?
Yes, it was in the higher 300s.
So we will, or Vicki will be very busy for the next 3 months. So I'm looking at ways to get the word out to applicants that they need to submit their applications, you know, more than a week before. So I'm changing the website a little bit, and I'll send out reminders separate from the ones that automatically go out from Salesforce. Okay, so 10D, the statistics, we went over the number of active licensees and 87 inactive licensees. We have two active consent agreements with the next item due on 12-4, which you'll notice is in the past. So I have contacted that person and remedied that error, but we'll have to review that at some point. Let's see, we have one pending consent agreement and seven open investigations. In January, you can anticipate having 2 to 3 complaints to review. Item 10E, the open board member position. Trista Guzman-Glover came back from maternity leave recently, and she attended our executive director's meeting on Tuesday and said that she is the only staff person at boards and commissions right now. So they have an intern starting in January, and they're trying to hire a replacement for Gabby, who used to be there. So I don't anticipate those positions being filled very soon.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, Quentin.
All right, I want a longevity bonus.
Yes, you are.
Oh, man.
And that's all I have.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Karen. So moving on to agenda item 12, which is items for the next meeting. Does anyone have anything they would like to put on our January agenda?
I have other than
Dr. McAllister?
Other than the personnel, for what I'm going to assume will probably be like item 10A or under 10.
I have one, if this would be appropriate, a discussion on the possibility of adding an item to the FAQ on our board website. Specifically concerning OT practice and dry needling.
Okay.
To provide the reference for people.
Okay, let's see. I actually did update the FAQ yesterday, but I didn't put anything in there about dry needling. Okay. Dry needling. And we will need to work.
What is dry needling?
Pardon me?
Ms. Marks?
I was asking, what is dry needling?
Oh, okay.
It's similar to acupuncture,
but very different.
All needles are inserted into musculature and other areas.
So, Madam Chair, I think maybe if Chris or somebody could prepare some information, or I guess I could prepare information for regarding dry needling so that our public members know what we're talking about. We'd also probably need to work with Mr. Larson because it may require a position statement, and I'd want to work with the AG's office on that. So,
okay.
I'll
Karen, please feel free to reach out.
Okay.
Okay. So
it's
Karen,
a wonderful.
I'm sorry. Karen, you're saying you're going to pull all the relevant people together to get some input?
Yes.
Okay. Knowing Mr. Daly, he probably has a blurb written up somewhere. It's a draft that he could contribute.
For sure.
See? Okay. So we have those two items. Anything else for next month?
Ms. Weipert, next, you automatically do that for January, right? It's the, to elect the chair and the vice chair is January.
I'm glad you brought that up. So that'll make me remember. So the election of the officers.
Sorry, never know when I'm supposed to speak, but I just thought, I know that is always, every January.
Yeah, my first year I didn't know that, so...
Always ongoing learning with this board, I find.
For sure.
Embrace and learn from it. So, all right, moving on to line item 13, a call to the public.
I don't think we have any.
I don't think so either, right? Mr. Larson? Right. Okay. Which takes us to item 14. Since we have no further board business at this time, I will adjourn this meeting. Wow, at 1:59.
Yes, quick meeting.
Still rare.